Continue with the Siddur snippets, again sponsored by Jack and Renee Nussbaum, in honor of their Refuah Shlema for Aldo Bas Alta Chaya, should have a speedy and painless recovery. We have been making our way through Birchos HaShachar. We last left off. Matir Asurim and Zokev Kefufim both acknowledge that when we're asleep, our muscles tighten, our joints stiffen, and the ability to wake up in the morning, to be flexible, to be functional, to operate in the world, is a gift we should never take for granted, which each and every day we should be appreciative of. So we're up to the bracha, Rokah Haaretz Al Hamayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu spreads out the earth on the sea. And of all the Birchos HaShachar, of all the brachas that we say every morning, this one seems perhaps the most far-fetched. It's difficult to relate to. How do we identify with the bracha, the gift, not to take for granted that when we stand, we don't sink? That there's a earth and a ground firmly beneath our feet. So the truth is, if we'd understand and appreciate science a little bit, if we understood the incredible, magnificent, intricate design of the universe, that for everything to operate the way it does, it had to be designed with unparalleled wisdom. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam, only the Almighty could have designed it. If the earth were any closer to the sun, we'd burst into a ball of flames. If the earth were any farther from the sun, we'd freeze and we'd die from being frozen over. The earth has to be the exact distance it is and spin on its axis the way it does, so that the earth, the continents, which are surrounded by water, and water is at its core of the earth, the molten lava at its core, for us to be able to live, to operate, to function, is something which is miraculous. And every now and then, a natural disaster or a close natural disaster comes and reminds us just how miraculous it is. We in Florida, South Florida in particular, we understand Rokah Haaretz Al Hamayim, that the earth is separated from the water. And we understand just how vulnerable we are for the water to overflow the earth. A hurricane, flooding, tsunami, earthquake. There's so much that has to happen just right in order for us to be protected from the elements. And the bracha, Rokah Haaretz Al Hamayim, is the gratitude to Hashem for protecting us from the elements, from natural disasters in this world, for enabling us to be sustained and protected, to be able to operate and to be healthy. As much as Kivshua, as much as we've conquered the world, and every day there are advances in medicine and technology, but there are three things, the Gemara at the beginning of Taina Staf, Be'ezim et al. Tells us, there are three keys. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was most of the Maftechos, he gave us the keys to the universe. Biology, chemistry, physics, metaphysics, go figure it all out. Three keys he held on to: rain, fertility, and the resurrection of the dead. As advanced as we've become, the ability to not only manipulate the weather, which we're hopeless to do, we can barely predict the weather. We have satellites that can enable us to have video conferencing with people around the globe. We can tell in real time where the traffic is, where the police are, what speed we're going, connecting to satellites in outer space. But with all that we've done, the key to control the weather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has held it. He still has it. Rokah Haaretz Al Hamayim. The ability to manipulate, to control, to be protected from the weather is something the Ribbono Shel Olam holds on to. And therefore, one of the brachas we make with deep appreciation, we had a speaker recently share the threat of flooding to most of America right now. What percent of our continent is threatened by flooding, by the waters overflowing the earth, and what needs to be done? Rokah Haaretz Al Hamayim is something we should never take for granted. The next bracha, She'asa Li Kol Tzarkei, is a bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me all of my needs. The Gemara Brachas Daf Samach tells us originally this bracha was instituted when, if the Birchos HaShachar are not part of davening, the part of how we wake up in the morning, and each of the brachas corresponds with an action, an activity we do, something we're appreciative of and don't take for granted, this bracha, She'asa Li Kol Tzarkei, was associated with putting on our shoes in the morning. What's such a chiddush about shoes? Didn't we cover that? We already said Malbish Arumim. Kadosh Baruch Hu dresses, he clothes those who are naked. And whether literally, grammatically, it's the same Shorish, Malbush, and Busha, or just homiletically, Apidrush, there's a connection. He preserves within us our capacity for shame. Bosh, Busha, Bosh, Malbush, and so on. So we already covered clothing. Why are we now mentioning shoes? What do shoes have over clothing? The Avudraham writes, shoes represent, more than any other article of clothing, our capacity for independence. The ability to move, to have movement, mobility, to operate, the ability to have a sense of independence in the world. Without shoes, have you ever tried taking out the garbage without your shoes on? It takes five times longer, it hurts, you tiptoe, you're yelling, and ouch, and the pebble, and you don't do it again for a long time after you've tried it once. Imagine walking around with no shoes to protect us from the earth. And therefore, shoes give us independence. They give us competency. They give us capacity. They give us the ability to operate. She'asali kol tzarki. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me everything I need. He put us in this world not to forget Him. Never to make the mistake of thinking we're independent from Him. To always realize it's His providence, it's His kindness, which enables us to have success. But yet, He empowers us. He gives us the tools to live in this world, to function in this world. And one of the key tools He gives us are a pair of shoes. A pair of shoes. We know in the Holocaust what it meant, how dehumanizing to take away shoes, how painful the inability to run away, to be independent. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, take off your shoes. And the Kohanim on Har Habayis, anyone on Har Habayis, you're not allowed to wear shoes. In a holy place, we take off our shoes. Because when we want to feel utterly dependent on Hashem, there's nowhere else to be, there's nowhere else to go. I don't even have the ability to take leave of this moment. When we're in a moment of pure holiness, we're instructed to take off our shoes. So when we put on our shoes, it's not because at that moment we're independent in denial of Hashem, but He's empowered us. He's enabled us. He's given us the tools to operate and to live in this world. This is the only bracha Birchas HaShachar that says the word li. She'asa li kol tzarki. Because we're supposed to individualize this bracha and realize it's not just a tool of shoes. It's not just the instrument of shoes that empowers and enables me to live in this world. Every one of us have what we need by definition. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, provides us what we need to get through a day, to get through life. She'asa li, me. It's not just generic. Hashem threw all this technology, these gifts, these instruments and shoes at us. She'asa li, every one of us. Lopiansky, in his new book on the Guide to a Ben Torah, writes, when you say this bracha, you know what you should be thinking? She'asa li kol tzarki. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me Google, and He gave me Waze, and He gave me a GPS, and He gave me Otzar HaChochma, and HebrewBooks.org, and He gave me unprecedented ability to live with ease, begashmis uberuchnis. I can operate in the physical world. Most of us were alive before GPS, before Waze. But we've so quickly forgotten what it was like to spread out a map and figure out where you are and how to get to your destination. Or when MapQuest, when we could print that, we printed out directions, we thought it was the most amazing thing until you made the wrong turn and they were rendered useless. And now, she'asa li kol tzarki, I never have to think about how to get where I'm going, or which is the best route, or where the traffic may be. She'asa li kol tzarki, every one of us. Waze was invented for us, each of us independently. So whether it's the shoes that we're wearing, the technology we've embraced, the gifts that we have, she'asa li kol tzarki, our capacity to operate in this world with a sense of it being personalized, individualized, she'asa li. Shlomo Kluger quotes the Gemara on Shabbos, on Kuf Chav Tes, Yimkor Adam kol asher lo, v'yiknem min alayim l'raglav. A person should sell everything to have shoes. Because without shoes, if you're frozen, if you're debilitated, if you're stationary, you can't live in this world. So it's not just shoes proper, it's what shoes symbolize. She'asa li kol tzarki, the gift of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us.